welcome to the Philadelphia Jazz Project's Mixtape Series Sun Ra Edition Volume 11. I am Alex, your computer-based, artificial intelligence voice and host. The iconic musician and thinker, Sun Ra lived in Philadelphia, a city that he both loved and despised for 25 years. Many Philadelphia artists have been influenced by his artistry and philosophies. Perhaps his greatest achievement was his own record company, which recorded and documented his music and ideas for almost 50 years. Celebrating that independent spirit, we continue the PJP Mixtape Series Sun Ra Edition with new music, bringing together rappers, poets, singers, turntablists and musicians. We were granted permission by the Sun Ra State to sample some of his music and to remix or create new works. Partially recorded during the 2020-2021 global pandemic, the series is a persistent opportunity for you to check out the enduring musical and cultural impact of one of America's greatest artists, Sun Ra. This mixtape consists of one continuous sonic tribute to Sun Ra presented by one artist, the Brooklyn-bred, Philly-based designer, radio broadcaster and DJ, B-Math. His sound's cape of admiration and praise is entitled, Sun Ra Experience.
And if anyone in Saugerties or that vicinity notices anything unusual in the air tonight, such as an astral sonic aria or an extraterrestrial rhythmic movement, it may have to do with the presence of Sun Ra and his 17-piece orchestra at the getaway tonight. Sun Ra is a man of his own music, mixed with the influences of Ellington, Henderson, Basie, Monk, and maybe a little Beethoven and E.T. His albums speak and play of the other worlds yet to be discovered. But all too familiar to Sun Ra, though he wouldn't really categorize his music as out of this world.
Being myself, I'm sure I can contribute more than the horse to any kind of person. Because they're all here today and gone tomorrow anyway. And you might say that no man is contributing anything to anything. He doesn't stay here very long, you know, and then he's headed out somewhere else where he has no power. I feel that the men on this planet would be honest with themselves. They would see that they have no power whatsoever. To get involved in a particular situation of a time zone, a generation, a country, any sort of thing that would make a man think that he is, you might say, God, the kind that has absolute authority, is fooling oneself. I know I myself would never want to be God, or even like God, because God got all these human beings on this planet And I most certainly wouldn't want to be responsible for them. I even have the disgrace that I made them.
Thank you. We was gonna play until we got paid. We didn't pay. We was gonna play until we got paid. Didn't pay. We was gonna play until we got paid. Didn't pay. We was gonna play until we got paid.
Ils n'ont pas voulu payer et nous n'avons pas voulu jouer. Et nous sommes rentrés. Ils n'ont pas voulu payer et nous n'avons pas voulu jouer. Ils n'ont pas voulu payer et nous n'avons pas voulu jouer. Et nous sommes rentrés à New York. Ils n'ont pas voulu payer et nous n'avons pas voulu jouer. Et nous sommes rentrés à New York.
Le free jazz alterne chez Sonra avec les thèmes de type répétitif, les allusions à la foule, le synthétiseur.
Thank you. I have studied, which have meant to reject myself as I am doing. For instance, I studied about Barbara Brown, even though you need to study life too. So actually, I don't consider myself to have life, but I do consider myself to have studied. So that was, you need to know some of the stuff that I studied, because a lot of things I found out, people don't know about it.
So we come now to words again as to how they are affecting people today. Take the word.
Myself as I am doing. Thank you. It's something to say that something can be done about a planet like this, but you see it's getting worse and worse. They say that darkest hour before dawn, it must be near dawn for this planet, because it's bad everywhere you go. It's bad for people, but it's also bad for leaders. And if something isn't done, leaders are going to strike on people. I've been saying that for the last 2 years, because leaders are getting deposed, assassinated, and all that. After a while, leaders will get together and have a government of the leaders, for the leaders, by the leaders. That's the next thing might happen on this planet. A government of the governments, for the governments, by the governments. They tried the people, but leaders have to be given some consideration. It's very difficult to even think about governing a man. They all got their own ideas about what should be. Makes it very difficult. Somebody to try to lead people. And the people don't realize that if they just take a good look at themselves, they're not such a good bargain for being models of righteousness either. But if they had some kind of consideration for the leaders, and show some consideration for each other, maybe leaders would be taught how to treat people. Mistreat each other. They don't give leaders an example of how they should be treated. They shoot each other, they cut each other, they hate each other, they curse each other. That's a bad example for people to set for leaders who see that and might get a very bad impression about. It's something to say that something can be done about a planet like this,
but you see it's getting worse and worse.
They say the darkest hour before dawn, it must be near dawn for this planet,
because it's bad everywhere.
It's bad for people, but it's also bad for leaders.
Something can be done about a planet like this.
this album so far.
I must pin this down for this plan.
Thank you.
they know far more less than they do what they know. I mean, that it's so much that they don't know, until what they do know is not even important. So it comes down to that point, well, they don't really know anything. Proof of it is the state of the world today. Nobody knows what to do. In the first place, this planet is sitting out in the midst of space. It's just sitting out there. It's a liability. It's practically bankrupt as far as when it comes to if you had to take inventory to see what it has produced. It hadn't really produced anything for the betterment of all the people on the planet, all nations and male, female, too. It hadn't insured, too. It hasn't done that. Still got the same old story about misery and bewilderment.
You are listening to the Philadelphia Jazz Project's Mixtape Series Sunrise Edition, Volume 11. You just heard Sunrise Experience by Philly-based designer, radio broadcaster and DJ, B-Math. We have unfortunately arrived at the conclusion of this mixtape. I am Alex, your computer-based, artificial intelligence voice and host. Thank you for listening to the Philadelphia Jazz Project's Mixtape Series Sunrise Edition Volume 11. Executive Producer, Homer Jackson. Supervising Producer, Skip the Sampler. Graphic Design, Lynn Washington. Cover Photography, H.A. Jennings. Thanks to all of the artists who participated in this mixtape series. Thanks to The Sunrise State, Erwin Chusid, Michael Anderson, J. Michael Harrison, Richard Nichols, James Solomon, David M. Hoteb. Turtle Studios, The Boom Room, Spice House Sound, Lynn Osha Studios, Monumental Concept Studio. J. Levin, Agent Zero, Gary Dan, Anthony Tidd, Alex Santilli, Eric Bozak. Monty Lopez, Asha Jackson, Julia Lopez, Melissa Tally Palmer, Stephanie Seipel, Gail Fontaine, and Lynn Washington. The Philadelphia Jazz Project is a sponsored project of Culture Trust Greater Philadelphia, with funding provided by the Philadelphia Foundation. Visit us at www.philajazzproject.org. Thank you.